Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win $825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Nurse Lou held a counseling session with everyone, after which they all felt more positive about moving on. Denzel invited Maurice to the meeting for men about abuse. Right now, Zena is talking to her children on the phone.
Quarantine, you listening to the...
I don't want you to worry about me, okay? Please don't say anything to your father. I will sort it out with him. I promise. No, he hasn't hit me. Just his usual controlling self. Let me handle it. I know he promised this time would be different. Just know I love you, and whatever is going on between me and your father is not your fault. Yes, if he hits me, I will report it to the police.
Zena!
I have to go. Talk to you later. Bye.
You're telling the children that I'm hitting you.
I didn't say you were hitting me.
I'm threatening to report me to the police? For what?
Maurice, please.
Don't Maurice please me. Imagine you're talking my name with our children.
They asked how things were going since we reconciled.
So that means you have to lie to them that I'm beating you.
I didn't say that.
So you're telling me that I didn't hear what I just heard?
I only said that if you hit me, I would report you to the police.
The fact that you can even entertain that thought. Are you out of your mind, woman?
Not because you're a lawyer mean you're above the law.
So you're looking to ruin my reputation. Is that it, Zena?
I can't do this with you.
I'm trying my best to do right by you, but here you are giving my children the impression that I'm mistreating you.
You need help, Maurice. You can't see that you're the same controlling and manipulative person you were before?
You need to take a good look in the mirror before you throw accusations at me. You're the one lying to our children.
You know what? For peace sake, let me head out.
We are not done talking.
I am.
Zena, come back here. Ugh!
Believe me when I tell you, I understand the mental health struggles you are facing.
I good, Nurse Lou. Me taking on nothing.
Danny, we know that you are coping well. But Skeeter and Adira need a little more time.
Thank you, Nurse Lou.
Some days I up and some days I don't.
Adira, I just want you to know that everything you are feeling is okay. Don't be hard on yourself. You went through something traumatic.
I don't want to keep thinking about everything I lose in the flood and keep crying some days. I want to get to a place where I can let go and just focus on new beginnings.
That's easier said than done. I don't care who judged me for feeling how I feel.
No one is judging you, Skeeter.
Ask Danny.
Look, my sister, I want to take this opportunity to apologize to you. I know sometimes my comments are harsh because I really don't like to be around people always looking at the worst side of things.
So you don't want to be around me?
Oh man, Skeeter, listen to me now. I'm trying to apologize to you for thinking that way about you. Look, I'm not perfect. And it's not a perfect situation we find ourselves in. I lost so many possessions and memories in that flood.
Me too.
But we got to work through this together. We accept whatever help we can and we can get through this.
Thank you for that, Danny. I want to share something about my struggles.
Norslo, you ain't look like you got problems.
I've managed to overcome, but let me tell you, it wasn't easy.
Be listening.
A few years ago, I experienced mental health issues. I went into a deep depression because things just weren't going well in my life. I had to stop working. People started referring to me as a mad woman.
Really, Nurse Lou?
I could have never tell.
Believe me, when it comes to mental health issues, it can affect anyone, even the strongest of us.
True.
But we shouldn't face it alone. We need a village of professionals and loved ones who can help us through.
But sometimes it's hard to talk to people, Nurse. Especially when you know they're going to judge you.
I understand, Skeeter.
Yes. You can't confide in any and everybody. Sometimes you disclose stuff to people and they go on and broadcast your story and make everything worse.
And that shouldn't be. That is why we will continue to work with the professionals and with the community.
We're glad for the help, Nurse Lou. It's not that people don't want help, but some of we so accustomed to bearing the burdens alone, and we know the culture.
But bearing them burdens alone can be harmful.
I know that for a fact. Let me tell y'all something. The time I spend in the shelter, seeing them flood waters, you know how many days I feel like running away and not looking back?
We understand.
Sometimes all kind of thing me mind telling me for do. I start feeling so hopeless.
I understand, sister. I feel it with you.
Well, we are here now. And you're opening up about how you really feel. That is a step in the right direction.
We know that we can't get back nothing from the flood at this point.
Not even we hope.
Or all the furniture, TV, fridge, everything.
But you know what, my sister? We got life. And once there is life, we can do anything we put we mind to.
Yes.
I guess you're right, my brother. All I'd be thinking about was what I lost. But maybe I should start thinking now about what I can build and how we can make better of life.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Y'all encouraging me today. My heart is overwhelmed with joy. And I promise you, I will continue to support you. And I will continue to work with my colleagues to ensure that you all can feel comfortable and confident in accessing the services.
Thank you so much, Nurse Lou. I'm really starting to feel better.
Me too. I would have never believed you ever had any kind of mental health issues, Nurse. It just shows that anybody can overcome anything.
That's right. It wasn't an easy road for me, but I used the services of the professionals. I accepted help from my family and friends, and here I am today.
Thank you. You don't know how much you're taking time out to talk with us and sharing your story means to us.
From here on, it's forward movement.
Yes.
So bring it to me.
Melissa, you won't wash me clothes yet?
I told you I'm not feeling too well, Alonso. I will wash them later.
So why supposed to wear on the road? I supposed to go and hang out with Brian later?
No say.
You don't know? You supposed to be my woman. You supposed to ensure that everything in this house straight. and I got clean clothes so I can look good when I go out on the road.
But how can I do things when I'm sick? I'm pregnant with your baby.
Me mother used to work till the last day of she pregnancy. You just making a set of excuses.
You know what? I'm not going to put up with your nonsense anymore.
You ain't got put up with me. I didn't send and call you here, you know.
You need to treat me better. You need to respect me. I will be the mother of your child.
That I didn't want. But the ship long sail.
Alonso, I'm not going to fight with you anymore, whether you want this baby or not. I'm not going to put up with you treating me like nothing anymore. Estoy harto.
Is who you really think you talking to, girl? Like you catching spunks.
I deserve a man who will love and cherish me.
You see some of your woman? Nothing Banos do is good enough for you. I don't know what else you want from me.
I want you at least act like you care. Stop talking to me like I'm nothing to you.
So, all the time I treat you bad. You that too good.
You call this good? Estás bromeando, no?
I ever put me hand on you? You behave like I just beat you every day and every night. Like you don't eat and have a roof over your head.
That is not all a woman needs, Alonso. I am stressed out and I am unhappy about the way you treat me.
But the door is there. You think I can't bring in another woman who will listen to me and do what I tell she to do?
And you will abuse her too?
Weird, Benicio. Like you really want to put me hands on you. That's what you want?
Don't come near me, Alonso. No vengas. If you touch me, I will call the policia.
Oh, you want test out?
Alonso, stay away from me.
You threatening to call the police on me? You a good woman? Like you want to deport you back to Venezuela? I would make the deport you.
I have all my papers. You can do that.
Try me, Benicio. Try me.
I'm so tired of you.
Is who is this crass no man? Yes. Oh, it's you.
Hi, Alonso. Benicio?
Hi, Mr. James.
I heard shouting. Is everything okay?
Everything is fine. I'm leaving.
Why are you crying?
I'm going.
Benicio.
Bye.
Alonso, what was that all about?
She just dramatic. Steady stressing me out over nothing.
Are you hitting her?
Wait, man. What is this? I look like some kind of beat man or something.
Then why was she crying and ran out of the house like that?
Why you don't follow she and ask she?
Alonso, I can sense that the relationship is still unstable. You mean to tell me you haven't been able to work out your issues and got a baby coming?
I never asked for no baby. She do that because she want trap me.
Nonsense. You knew what you were doing when you lay down with her. You should have had the sense to use a condom if you knew you didn't want to have a baby.
Look, that's what you come here for? For lecture me? I ain't got time. I got to make a spin at Republic Bank. Plus I gotta go to Spuds to check something for this big man I'm working with.
Well, I thought you had your own dredge. Which big man you're working with?
Side hustle. People who want to get rich, don't do one thing alone.
Well, that's true. Well, you seem focused on getting rich. Why not focus on creating a comfortable life for you, Benicio, and the baby also?
You talking like if I planning for be with Benicio on a long term. I must be mad.
So, you don't plan marrying her although she's having your baby?
Look, James, my whole focus now is on getting rich, alright? Benicio and she child could do whatever they need to do.
Alonso, listen. I can't live with myself if I don't do something to help you. You can't continue like this.
And I don't need a lecture from nobody. You is not my father.
I know that I'm not your father, but you're like a son to me, and I want to see you do the right thing.
I good. Don't need no help from nobody.
You're only lying to yourself. Listen, I'm here to invite you to join the men's group we've recently started. I think it will do you good.
Well, I look like I joined some men's group. If I got any problems, I could work it out myself.
It doesn't look like you're doing a good job. Put your pride aside and come to at least one meeting.
Busy. I can't promise you that.
Look, I'm not going to force you, but the invitation is open. For now, we're meeting every Friday night at the community center. It's a big building and we can properly observe all the COVID protocols.
Good for ya.
At least promise me that you will think about coming.
I don't know, man.
Please.
Alright, I can see.
Great. In the meantime, I want you to think about something. How will your relationship with Benicio change if you decided to take a different approach? Think about it seriously, Alonso.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.